I believe God wants us to pray bold prayers, not weak prayers, not anemic prayers, but bold prayers. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. That's our passage today. Here's what it says. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. The book, called The Prayer of Jabez, took the Christian community by storm and sold a gazillion copies, give or take a few zillion. This two-sentence prayer turned into a best-selling book, had Christians everywhere praying, "O Lord, enlarge my territory." But there was one problem when I take Jabez's request and make it my own. God's will for Jabez may not be God's will for me. And the other problem is that if God doesn't answer my prayer like he did Jabez, I may become disappointed, even disillusioned with God. So what can we learn from this bold prayer of Jabez? Well, I think three things. First, pray great prayers. Ask God to show his favor on your life. Secondly, pray personal prayers. God has something great just for you. I don't know what it is, but he has something great just for you. And finally, pray according to God's will. That's where his blessing will be, and that's where great things will happen in your life. Father, thank you for this man, Jabez, and his bold prayer. Following Jabez's example, give us bold prayers to pray of our own, and always according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.